Hello, everybody. Welcome to the fourth hentai episode of the Anime Addicts Anonymous podcast. We have an excellent show for you tonight. We are going to be discussing the favorite fetishes of Japanese men based off of a survey of 500 men and women from Japan.
Those perverted fucks.
Those naughty, naughty Japanese people.
And on that note, this is an explicit episode, so if you are easily offended, leave.
Leave now, or forever hold your peace.
Cannot handle boobs, tits, snatch, all that junk.
Yeah. You can find us on the internet at aaapodcast.com, and you can also find us on iTunes and Mevio, as well as Facebook. So come check us out at all those different locations. I'm sure you obviously have already seen one of them. But come visit us on our website. We have some forums. We have a hentai section on the forums, and it's a growing community full of really great people. So
You will not be left down.
You won't be left down.
There are pictures on our forums that people have uploaded.
Yes.
Of us naked.
Not us, but like Naruto. Naruto's sexy fan art. Ooh.
I'll post naked pickies.
Today we are joined by Chiaki, who has already made her presence known.
Hi.
Yeah, I am Mitsugi, and we also have Roko.
Hello.
As usual, and a special guest, Mr. Shagnasty.
That's me.
Visiting from Maine.
And trust me, he is Shagnasty.
Oh, trust me, I know personally.
Never done a 10, but I've done 5 2s. Does that count?
That's because Roko likes the sausage!
Oh, the sausage factory, I found it, finally!
In my bones.
Where have you been my life?
It was hard, but my GPS found it eventually.
Oh god, we're terrible people.
Oh god, but you guys love it, and I think the audience loves it, so, yay!
Terrible. And following the survey of Japanese fetishes, we're going to be discussing the LCD Hime Mark II, which is an incredibly perverted invention someone came up with that he should be shamed. And
I want, like, 6 of them so I can give them to my grandparents.
Oh, my God. Well, so Grandpa can get his goodies off. Holy shit.
And then after that, I'm going to wrap things up with a couple hentai reviews.
Hentai!
Okay.
Thank you.
So, Rogo.
Yes.
Would you like to kick things off at the bottom of the list? First of all, before you do that, I should say that the survey was done between July 21st and 24th of July 2009. 1,000 people were surveyed in a private online questionnaire. Half of the sample was male, half of the sample was female. 8% in their teens, 15% in their 20s, 30% in their 30s, 26% in their 40s, 12% in their 50s, and 10% ages 60 or older. So not only is this a very diverse sample in terms of male and female and gender, but it's also very spread in terms of age diversification. And so it's definitely a good survey. It's a large sample and it's very diverse.
Hooray for proper sampling!
And the most important thing is that some of these things on the list might seem a little bit weird for a guy to think is a fetish, but you got to remember that since half the sample is female, that's why, you know, that'll come into play later, I think.
And having come from Japan, I'll let you guys know if it's true or not.
All right.
Okay, let's get this shit kick-started off. All right. So, three-way tie for number 18. We have the three-way tie for 18, starting with single folded eyelids with a score of 8.8. What the hell is a single folded eyelid?
I don't know.
If I can guess, one of the things that's really popular right now in Japan, and, well, more than just Japan, but a lot of Asian countries, is they have tape or even surgery that you put on your eyelid and then you push it up and it gives them quote-unquote Western eyes by pulling their eyes open and forcefully keeping them open, like I said, via surgery or tape or adhesive or whatever.
They go from the round eye?
Yeah, pretty much. So I don't know if that's for a fact, but if I had to make a guess at what that means, that would be my guess.
That sounds really unhealthy.
Sounds painful.
Yeah.
I don't think I could picture folding my eyelid up and then gluing it.
I would staple mine.
Oh, good lord. You sick bastard, Shagnasty. Okay.
And that's 9% of the sample. The second one on the list, number crap, I don't know, tied for 18th a second time, is excess hair.
What?
Yeah. Gross.
What?
I'm gonna shag a fucking carpet, man.
Well, honestly, I can see that as true, because when I went to the onsen in Japan, and, you know, saw the Japanese woman naked, they do nothing down there. They do not trim, they do not shave, they do not wax. That has never seen a pair of scissors or a razor.
Ew, fuck.
Running wild and free.
Running quite wild and free.
Is it like from Scary Movie when they take off their underwear? It's like, foomf.
Dude, it's obscene. It's like that. It's like, it brings a whole new meaning to the term bush.
That's crazy.
That also had 9% of the a score of 8.8 out of 100.
I don't find that attractive at all. In fact, I won't touch it unless it's finally manicured or shaven.
My personal policy is no hair below the eyebrows.
Indeed.
I was gonna say that.
I however have a fetish for ass hair. No, I'm just fucking around.
Well, you do have. Well, you are Captain Fuzzy Nuts and Fuzzy Buns.
Fuzzy buns, not fuzzy nuts. God, get it right.
Hey, you weren't supposed to tell people that, you bastard. Don't make me come down to Florida and get you from Maine.
Your ass.
It's a long way from Florida to Maine.
Make the frickin' trek. Okay, so, Shag Nasty, how about we? You go ahead and tell us the next one.
Alright, so tied for 18, with a score of 8.8, is also belly buttons.
That's pretty reasonable.
Nothing's better than some good old belly button sex.
What? How are belly buttons sexy?
It's a hole.
A belly button gangbang?
You can come in it.
A belly button gangbang.
I don't know how it works, but...
We've seen it before. Shag Nasty knows very many nasty shag-like things.
Shut up. When I say it doesn't, I don't know how it works. They're not supposed to know.
But a lot of things on this list are going to be things that really probably aren't cross-cultural, you know? They're things that the Japanese probably think are attractive that we think aren't. But belly buttons, I think...
The only way I could see that would be, like, the cute factor. Because they're definitely into the cute factor over there, and belly buttons can be cute.
Yeah, well, they make belly shirts and stuff here.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so there must be a place of people that think belly buttons are good-looking.
I guess a belly button can be cute on, like, a very fit, nice stomach, but if it's, like, fat and just, like, huge, like, if it's so big that you can stick a wiener in it, I don't know if I like that.
Well, if it's so big you can stick a wiener on it, I mean, you could have a triple gangbang with one really fat chick. But then again, if it was really fat, you could have a gangbang with all the fat folds, too.
Yeah, oh. Right, quadruple, actually.
Oh, Christ almighty. Okay, I think we should move on to the next one.
All right, why don't you do it, Chiaki?
Me?
Yeah, number...
No, the other Chiaki.
Yeah, the other Chiaki is sitting here.
All right. I got I'm the evil clone Chiaki. Okay, tie for number 16 is wide forehead. I love me some forehead.
I know about that.
Nothing gets me off more than a nice forehead. Nice wide forehead.
All right, we should just move on. It's awkward. There's no other way.
There's not much to be said about a wide forehead.
Yeah.
I don't understand why that's a fetish.
It's a great place to do a cock stamp.
Mushroom stamp. Slap.
It kind of makes me think that maybe this survey... I can't decide if it was like a fill-in-the-blank survey or if it was a bubble survey, you know? Because... Yeah. How could anybody actually think to write down wide forehead, unless it was already there in front of them?
Or if they liked wide foreheads.
I guess. Anyway, moving on. With a score of 12.3 out of 100, also tied for 16th, broad shoulders. This is one of the things I think that women probably pushed up with their results. Cause,
right, yeah, this is probably more of a woman saying about a man thing.
Men don't like broad shoulders.
If I was a chick, I'd probably like wide, broad shoulders, but I don't know.
I like broad shoulders on a man.
Actually, hooking it into the whole Japanese thing, I can understand why broad shoulders might be attractive. Same idea with the theory between single-folded eyelids. Maybe broad shoulders are more American, therefore more attractive.
Who knows?
I just think it's a woman thing. No matter where you are, women like men, they're strong, and broad shoulders kind of imply strength, I think.
Indeed. Nice input, Shag Nasty.
That was mentally.
Okay. Whatever. He was talking. Number 15, earlobes.
Who the hell made this survey?
Awkward.
Japanese people?
Awkward fucking turtle with a score of 14 out of 100. Okay. The only thing I like about an earlobe is if it's pierced multiple times.
I couldn't imagine being a Japanese man watching some sort of animated porn going, oh my god, the hair is in the way. Move the hair. Move the earlobe. Oh!
I think at this point we should probably note that none of these have scored highly. They're all like, you know, 15% of people or less.
Can you picture being the surveyor and be like, what do you like on a person? I like earlobes.
Oh.
You're fucking weird. I love the sausage. Oh. In my buns.
My buns. Oh.
Oh, sausage in or around your buns.
Even if you miss, it's okay. Anyway.
Should we move on?
Let's move on from earlobes.
Shag Nasty, give us the 14th one.
Hey, coming in at number 14, for some friggin' reason, droopy eyes.
What is this, like, 17? Fecal alcohol syndrome? Like, what the hell is droopy eyes?
Maybe they mean, like, the soft-looking eye. Like, maybe that's a way for, like, you know, the tender, like, soft-looking eye rather than, like, the harsh eye, like the big doe eyes.
Yeah. I think I know what you're talking about. We're not talking about, like, saggy, like, bags under the eyes. We're talking about, like, the look in the eye.
Yeah, like instead of, like, Down syndrome or something, like soft eyes.
Did you just make a Down syndrome joke?
Roku made it first.
I said fetal alcohol syndrome.
Oh, sorry.
That's actually worse, I think.
Okay. Coming in at number 12 at another two-way tie. White bits left after tanning.
Because
I love me my uneven tan.
Yeah.
But tanning is really big in Japan.
I tell you what's big in Japan, the tanning after being splooged on, which is what leaves the white bits. Shag Nasty, what do you think? Speechless.
Pretty much.
All right. Okay. So I'm gonna move on from white bits left after tanning. I know what it is. I don't really see it, but then again, I'm not Japanese. So, moving on.
Number 12,
also tied with 19, with a score of 19.3 out of 100. Blood vessels visible through white skin. Mm-hmm. Vampires.
I was going to say, I love me my vampire.
Yep.
All the better for ending it after having your way.
Wait. Japanese people having white skin? I thought they were reddish, tannish people.
No, they're definitely pasty.
Mm-hmm.
In East Asian cultures, it's considered to high class to have as pale skin as possible because only people that were tan were the ones that were working out in the fields.
That makes sense.
And so a lot of
girls. It's the same in Western society, too.
And so a lot of Japanese and Chinese and Koreans and et cetera will walk around with like with sun umbrellas. Keep the sun off.
I personally like blood vessels in my women to see them burst after sex. It's nice.
What?
I like seeing them bleed after horribly destroying their vagina.
Now, I haven't done a hentai podcast in a while. You guys are sick.
Or anus.
This is a hentai podcast. It's supposed to be.
So what are we on? Number what?
We are number 11 with firm upper arms.
21.1.
I'll tell you this.
Yes.
That's not unreasonable. With a score of 21.1 out of 100, I can see... I like firm upper arms.
I like it when my little Asian women try to hold me up in the shower. Doesn't really work very well.
Not with that 350 pounds of shag nastiness. The little Asian woman goes, oh my god!
I'm being
squished, there's no room!
I just gotta say, on a perverted note, Claire and I went to Komake. Oh crap, Chiaki and I went to Komake in Japan, which is like a.
It's the largest doujinshi convention ever. It happens twice a year, and it boasts about 500,000 people and growing.
Yeah, it's a comic convention, and
well, it's not comics. It's fan-made comic. There's a difference between comic books and fan-made.
Okay, how about this? All comics, all fan-made comics are comics. Not all comics are fan-made.
Yes.
So, and a lot of doujinshi is porno, and we happened to buy a book of a collection of Studio Ghibli.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me preface it, too, with a story. Before I went to Komake, I knew its reputation, doujinshi's reputation of being gross. And if I was going to Komake, I even said, I want to find the most obscene, inappropriate, you need to burn your hands in acid after touching this thing book I can find at Komake. And then we did.
Yes! Yes! Chiaki, I love you.
Please share.
We found a book, a doujinshi book of about 10 pages.
Yeah.
A collection of all of the girls from the Studio Ghibli movies being banged in really sick ways. One of them was Totoro holding Satsuki naked with his claws wrapped around her.
What?
So I was just thinking, like, 350-pound penis or whatever we were just talking about. That reminded me of Totoro getting ready to have fun with Satsuki.
Oh my god, that would take her little, probably nice little vagina and probably stretch it all the way up to her stomach.
I think it would kill her, probably.
Yeah.
Moving on.
It's origami.
Oh my god.
Jagmaster, it's your turn.
Jagnasty, start us off from number 10.
Number 10 is the upper lip. They find it very sexy.
With a score of
24.6
out of 100.
Wow.
Again, still 1/4 of the way down the totem pole.
I think upper lips are not very sexy.
I like a big plump upper lip because that makes it better for sucking the cock.
But upper lips can get hairy.
Well, I assume they mean like a well tended to upper lip. Actually, they might not if they like excess.
No, they like excess hair, so no, they want a frickin' mustache on their chicks. No, probably not, but I like to jest. Broke a jest. Salt.
Anyway, so shall we continue?
Yes, start us off with number 9.
Number 9 is, with a score of 26.3, is the indent around the collarbone.
To be honest, call me weird. I kind of like this.
I like it too. But I don't think I have a fetish about it.
Yeah, I don't have a fetish about it, but like it's definitely sexy.
There's a difference between having a fetish and liking something. Like
Yeah.
There's a clear distinction.
The indent around the collarbone just means that the girl is probably either athletic or is thin as opposed to obese. So, I can go with it.
Like Shag Nasty. He is not afraid to admit it.
No, fuck that bastard.
Nasty.
Okay, number 8. Chiaki!
Coming in at number 8 is small hands.
Small hands. Nomad, you know. Tiny hands smell like cabbage. Circus walk.
Nothing scares me except for those kind.
What? Small hands? Like petite women kind of small hands? Or
now, if you have small hands, wouldn't it be harder to jerk somebody off? So I don't think I would like a girl with small hands.
I think the small hands might come from, like, the attraction with, like, youth and virginal and cute. Because if you have, like, small, tiny hands, you're, like, dainty and tiny. You know?
This kind of makes sense because
your mouth.
Small hands are generally on children, and Japanese men tend to like young girls.
That's true. This is a good point.
I just want to mention something. What do you guys think about when you think Japan? Like, just real quick.
First thing I thought of?
Yeah.
Rice.
I thought of the flag.
So did I. I thought of that too.
Anime?
So you see. I think of vending machines that give out little girls panties and then mount.
I didn't see that ever.
Those don't exist.
They don't exist.
They don't?
The only place they exist is they exist in women's restrooms, and it's for, like, or in onsen, and it's for, like, if you soil yourself.
Yeah, I never saw it either. But there's a vending machine, like, literally every 50 yards in Japan.
They do have beer and tobacco vending machines, though.
Yeah.
And the beer vending machines don't card.
Really? That's freaking awesome. I love this place. I need to go.
They also have cup ramen vending machines and vending machines that dispense hot food, like French fries.
Yeah.
And hot dogs.
That's so amazing.
Yeah, and it's not like the ones we have here where you pay and you have to slide a little window and pull it out and then put it in the microwave. It cooks it for you and it comes out hot.
Yeah. So, does it come complete with hepatitis and syphilis?
Yes, it does.
Oh, that just makes it taste so much better.
So,
reissue Hentai Weekly.
Okay, I, Roku, your friendly sausage man.
Oh!
We'll start you off number 7. Lower lips. 31.6 out of 100.
As opposed to the upper lip.
Apparently, the lower lip is just that much more sexy than the upper lip. Apparently, the lower lip is just that much better than the upper lip. So, for some reason. Maybe it's because the upper lip can stink sometimes.
All right, I'm going to move it along. There is a very large gap between number 7 and number 6 on the list. It goes from 31.6 as a score to 56.1. Number 6, big bums. Literally, they wrote bums on the survey. Like big bums.
I cannot lie.
Bum.
Man, I must have been hot in Japan.
I guess this
is my large ass.
I'll tell you what. More cushion for the pushing. Get that girl screaming into a pillow. Yep. Love it.
It can't be the same thing in Japan because their penises are tiny.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Tiny wieners. Japanese people, but your wieners are tiny. My penis is much larger than your penis.
Welcome to the Western world.
Where the chicks like big dicks.
All right, let's move on.
Okay. Number 4, Shag Nasty.
Number 4 in a tie with 70.2 points is Small Breasts.
What?
Small breasts?
This is definitely not cross-cultural.
No, definitely not, because I love huge boobs. No, not huge. I like a nice C-cup.
The only thing I can think of, again, is it goes back to, like, that small hands. Is, like, the small breasts being young, cute, virginal.
Yep. Pretty.
All Japanese men are pedophiles.
You know what I like? I like some tits that I can just straight motorboat. Just... to stick my face in.
I gotta say, though, even though I think we're all disagreeing with this one, I think that all of the rest of the 4 of them on the list are all agreeable.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, too.
Number 4, with also a score of 70.2, smell.
And I really hope they mean nice smell.
Well, people like to go different ways.
No, I'm sure they like it when people smell like shit. I mean, I love a girl that smells like BO and dirty vagina.
Dirty vagina is not good.
Gets me all moist in my undies.
Oh my god. Dirty vagina, though, is like the worst smell ever.
Oh, trust me. Have you ever gone down on a girl with dirty vagina?
I have.
It's like, oh, coming back up. It's like rotting fish in vagina.
That is not good.
It's like a stew. Sometimes you get little bits and pieces. It's just nasty.
So you coat your mouth with wax.
I'm going to throw up in my tea.
I think I'm going to throw up too, dude. Okay. Number 3. 75.4 out of 100 said voice, and I highly agree with this. Because you don't want a girl that sounds like this all the time.
Every time you know what I
found
that
sounds like.
If I talk like this for the rest of the podcast, I bet we'll lose a lot of listeners.
Give me our
what do you think, Shag Nasty?
Oh, Venture Brothers with Dr. Girlfriend?
Yes.
She's sexy, but she sounds like a man.
I don't know.
That's the thing. Yeah.
Chiaki.
Yes.
How about for number 2?
Number 2. Athletic thighs, and I think this is definitely one that can go either for a man or a woman, because I'm speaking from a girl's perspective, a guy with nice thighs.
I gotta say also, before I before we make any more comments, that there's a big jump between this one and voice, a jump of 14 points. Nearly everybody that surveyed.
13.9.
Nearly everybody likes this. Athletic thigh is definitely good.
Yeah, definitely.
I like some.
I like to lick them up and down, and then rub my wiener on them.
All right, and number one on the list, with a score of 100, I'm pretty sure that the way that they did the survey was they took the highest score and then compare all the rest of them relatively to it. So just because it says a score of 100, I don't think it necessarily means every single person picked it in the survey. However, the skin between the knee socks and skirt, otherwise known as the absolute area or zetai ryoiku.
I think that goes with athletic thighs.
Oh my god, every single girl in Japan had did this. It's like, no matter how cold it is, there were skirts with boots and knee-high socks.
Or boots that just go up to your thighs.
And I definitely have to agree, I like this a lot. I have to say that these hentai podcasts are getting more and more perverse every time we do it.
I'm sure that the people that are listening to our hentai episode are perverse. So we love you, perverse people. Keep on coming on, I guess I should say, rather. Remember, folks, clean up after your mess.
It's kind of fun to look at the one on the bottom of the list and then look at the one on the top and see how far we've come. We went from single folded eyelids and excess hair to athletic thighs and skin between knee-high socks and skirt.
Indeed we have. It's been a long journey, my friends.
You want to know what else has made a long journey?
My sausage into your bun.
This boob pudding that I'm about to eat.
Oh, shit. The famous boob pudding from Japan.
Have you taken pictures of it?
I have.
Thanks to Tsuyaki.
But I have to get pictures online.
We need to get pictures of Tsuyaki eating it or motorboating it before he eats it.
This boob pudding is basically two puddings in the shape of boobs put into a cardboard cutout of a naked girl, a little girl. With little nipples on top, and it comes with maple syrup to eat it with. And since Chiaki was so nice to bring this back for me, I am going to share it with Chiaki. We're going to have boob pudding.
My titties. Now she looks like a breast cancer survivor, or one of her tits are missing.
Oh, shit.
No, there's no tits.
Well, why don't we just eat one for starters in case it tastes like shit?
All right, let's just eat one.
Yeah, and if the other one tastes like shit, you should save it for me.
All right, so moving on to the second leg of the podcast. We'll come back later with an update on how our boob pudding tastes. Opening it. Oh, it smells good. Oh, my goodness.
They do like their pudding in Japan.
Tits do smell good, unless it's like a fat girl's tits with like fresh.
Eat at the same time.
All right, wait a second.
One, two.
Sleepy.
It's good.
It's good.
Is it good? What's it taste like?
Vanilla.
Vanilla
like
flavored
breast,
boobs.
Duh.
Oh my god, I hope my new girlfriend's boobs taste like vanilla. Tastes like lolicon. Oh my god.
Oh my god, could you imagine if they made some kind of pill that you could ingest that would make like your sweat glands secrete flavored sweat?
They make pills that'll make your jizz taste like strawberries and cherries.
I knew that. But I'm talking about like your whole body. Could you imagine if like a girl's whole body tasted like vanilla?
I would not stop licking her. Ever.
She'd have to restrain me. I can't imagine that those pills that make your jollies taste like strawberries, though, can be very good for you. It's like, what does it do?
Oh my god.
To make you taste like strawberries.
Imagine something that makes your woman taste like cheeseburgers.
Oh my god,
delicious.
You fat bastard.
Alright, so I'm going to be the proactive one in ushering this hentai episode into its second leg. A breakdown of something from the Sankaku Complex website called the LCD Hime Mark II. Talented artist Alphonse supplies the schematics for what he calls LCD Hime Mark II, a device which looks to be a zenith, or possibly nadir, of Orinism technology. Whatever the hell that means. And this, it's basically... Some guy invented this. It's unbelievable. Some sick fuck invented this. It's basically a plasma screen TV with a still image of a naked girl on it. Or if he's smart, it'll be like a looped video or something. And it's basically a still image of a girl lying down with a penis in her. There is a pocket pussy sticking out of the end of the TV where the penis and where the penis is on the television. The penis kind of goes off the screen, so that like by having the pocket pussy on the outside of the screen, it kind of looks like it's the same thing. And it's propped up against the pillow with tissues and keyboard, and it's hooked into a computer. So you're basically having sex with a TV.
Isn't that what you've always wanted?
Give me a sec to mention that the person on the TV, a little girl, it's a little girl. She has no boobs.
Oh, I've seen the other girls in that anime getting
it. And the pocket pussy is leaking jizz everywhere, all over the hardwood floor, and there's watered up tissues next to it, and speakers. Surround sound speakers. What I would imagine the little girl going, Chiaki, will you do that? Oh, that's hot.
And
there's a boner. Ryoko's flirting with me.
I'm loving the people's comments below. It says we've got like comments like, this is our future. And finally, they got bored of hand jobs.
Men are emotionally detached.
Yeah. Guess it goes along well with penis recognition.
I was just going to read that. Amen to that, somebody says.
So some sick ass actually invented this. Some guy really wanted to have sex badly.
Somebody says, my, this sounds as awful as real women. She's between a pure woman who looks like ass or pick a beautiful girl who's a materialistic bitch. God. Well, now you can have your own 12-year-old child on a TV screen, which you can have sex with constantly all day. She never gets tired either, and she never asks for food, money, or love, or cuddling. You can just fuck her and then leave her.
I could just imagine this like being in stalls in random places in Japan.
Oh god, can you imagine sharing that? What if they got in clean up beforehand?
You think you're gonna have like a 500 yen for 5 minute booth in Akihabara where you can just bang this thing?
Yes, I do.
That'd be so fucking awesome. I would go to Akihabara. Although it would probably, a sign would probably be above it, would say, insert here for every disease known to man. Yeah. Insert here to have your penis fucking burn off acidically.
So bad.
The thing that cracks me up is that it actually has like schematics on how to build the thing. I mean,
does it come with the pillow, I wonder?
No, I doubt it.
Because beanbag chairs are expensive.
Yeah, I'm sure the LCD He-Man Mark II isn't.
Some guy's gonna blow his load all over the Zenith and break it. No.
I could just see myself like, no, not myself, but someone like me rather, because I don't need artificialness. I shag nasty.
He does shag nasty. I've heard stories.
But after a fat Japanese man gets done, he kind of collapses on this LCD TV and destroys it.
Let me say real quick that you can actually view this on the internet at www.sankakucomplex.com/2009/10/17. /LCD-Hime-MKII. And you can see it for yourself. You need, when you go to the page, you need to toggle mature content because it definitely is just that. I think pretty much everything on this website is mature content.
Gotta check it out some more.
Indeed. Later on when I'm getting my jollies off. Ice cream! Yay!
You know, you could save the cup and paint it.
Yeah. Well, I don't even think of that, though.
The cup? What? Like my jizz cup?
No, the boob cup, after all the pudding's gone.
Well, that's like...
Hey, you guys should save me a little bit of that boob. Just to give you listeners an idea of how cold it is where I am, the inside of my window is frozen. There is ice on the inside of my window.
Holy shit.
There is ice literally in my room.
How cold is it?
It's probably about, it's It's broad daylight, and it's probably about maybe 5 degrees.
Actually, more like 12.
It's probably like 12, but with the wind chill, probably below zero at times.
You haven't lived until you had a sub-zero fuck, though.
You haven't lived until your semen freezes upon ejaculation into a giant cumsicle that is still attached to your dick.
You can kill somebody with that.
Yeah, you can kill somebody with your cumsicle. It's like death by cumsicle. He died by cumsicle. Okay, all right, so shall we move on to a couple hentai reviews by our infamous Mitsugi?
Yes, we should. One of these was requested by a user on the forums, like it always is.
One of these
is just a random hentai that I picked up that happens to be brand spanking new. I tend to watch the new ones. So the first one is called Kimi no Na o Yobeba, which is essentially...
That's what she said.
Essentially means, if I call your name.
If I call your name, you better be here, boo.
If I call your name, it means I'm coming. I'm coming.
Never call the wrong name.
Iku
shag nasty. Oh.
Anyway.
Shag me nasty.
It's your thing.
Ipichata. So... Kimi no Na o Yobeba is a two-episode OVA about, basically, it's about a special school for the elite, or the elite student, I guess, where there are girls who walk around completely butt-naked and do nothing but satisfy the sexual urges of the all-male student body.
That sounds like a fucking utopia.
However, one girl, actually, it sounds like an HIV farm. One student, however, has fallen in love with one of the nameless girls. Basically, Nakagawa, who is the boy, and number three, who is the girl.
Number three.
Meet on the roof of the school every day to have iced coffee. And, I guess she likes having something other than semen to drink during her day.
Hey, what's better than all-natural cream?
Get that girl some water, because she's got to be dehydrated.
So that's what the kids are calling it nowadays.
So he finds out what her name is, and he somehow the rest of the students find out about it, and she doesn't like that very much, and they it's basically rape, but they're allowed to do it. She's there because her parents owed like a huge debt to the government or something, and so they basically sold her off to perform this sex slavery until her family's debt was gone.
Hot!
And,
man, that sounds like a utopia.
At the end of the anime, Nakagawa finally does bang the girl. But I gotta say, it's kind of suck to watch the girl you love getting railed by dozens of guys every day.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. It's not that's not good. But
that would suck ass.
I'd kill some people.
It's a pretty decent hentai. I mean, it's got good sex scenes in it. I mean, they're mostly gangbangs.
Hot.
I'm okay with gangbangs. They're good. It's new, so it's got as good of animation as you can pretty much expect of a hentai, and all in all, it was pretty good. I actually really enjoyed the first episode. Like, I was really getting into like the whole like emotional tension that was going on, you know. But the second episode was not nearly as good as the first one, and so I'm gonna give it a score of might as well be a hentai out of 5 because it is a hentai.
So it wasn't good?
It was... After the first episode, I was going to give it, like, as a hentai, I was going to give it... Or as an anime in general, I was going to give it, like, a 2.5.
But we're not scoring them as animes in general. We're scoring them as hentais.
We're scoring them as how well you can get your jollies off by
exactly.
watching.
Exactly. Like, the sex scenes and, like, kink.
Like, how quickly...
Who watches
how far
a hentai for a story?
It?
If I want to watch a story, I'd watch it.
All right, fine. If I have to rate it based on how well I got my jollies off, I would give it like a 3.5.
Oh, well, that's much better than it might as well be a hentai out of 5.
Yeah.
All right. So the second anime I reviewed.
You remember sitting up?
The second anime I reviewed was requested by one sick fuck on the forum, Baku Hazu.
Oh God, it's always him. God damn you, Baku Hazu.
He's sick. Like this kid likes to request animes of me because he knows I have to watch them. So he goes out of his way to find the most sick, twisted shit that I'll never recover from. And this anime is not nearly as bad as Pico Tochico, but I watched it. Pico de Chico.
You know he's listening and going, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, he's loving this right now. I guarantee he's laughing. Anyway, so this is also a two-episode OVA. It was it's made by Studio Discovery, who is also responsible for Night Shift Nurses, Mansion.
Oh, that one's a good one.
Mansion of Slaves, and Two Facials of Eve.
I don't know the last one, but I know the first two.
Two Facials of Eve? That's fucking hilarious.
That is cool. And basically, the plot summary is that one day a man wakes up, and he is the master of a mansion full of sex slaves. And he's basically their trainer, I guess.
Awesome.
The training consists of things like ass.
Wait, what
ass
was this
wax,
called again?
Pigeon blood.
Have I seen this?
I hope not.
It sounds familiar to something else I've seen.
It has nothing to do with pigeons at all. Nothing.
Pigeon blood?
And anyway, the training consists of things like, sex, bondage, whips, asses full of wax.
Hot.
Pee tubes.
Hot.
Tubes.
Actually, that's painful.
You're sick. What's wrong? Anyway, and the mansion's given to him by this girl named Regina, who is basically the owner of the region that they're in. I guess people can own like land or regions or whatever. And,
sounds like a feudal system.
She has been trying to suppress his memories, which she has erased, and they don't really talk about why or what is it.
Like, fuck you and your memories.
It's like, we're going to talk about this, but not actually talk about it. It's hentai, whatever. And it's not very good hentai either. Then a new girl named Lita shows up, and she arrives, and she is to be entered into a competition of sex.
Yeah.
And so the other slaves become jealous, and it's very odd. Lita doesn't really improve. She sucks. She's not a very good sex slave. And, they try to train her. She doesn't really get any better. They finally have the contest, and it's just a sex contest where lots of rich men watch and stuff. Kind of reminds me of that movie Taken, where they like auction off the girls.
Yeah, it's a sick ass movie.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And Lita goes like Super Saiyan during this sex contest because there are these dudes called, I don't remember what their names are, but they have what is called, quote-unquote, eternal hard-on and instant ejaculation. So, basically, it's a penis that's always hard forever, and instant ejaculation. So, like, even if you, like, breathed on the penis, it would, like, have a huge cum shot. But it's like machine guns, so it's like, they can't stop coming. It's basically like a penis that's like a fire hose of cum. It can't stop. It's instant ejaculation, but it's like repetitive. And
an endless supply of protein.
It's an endless supply of protein, and
you'd be dehydrated after like 10 minutes.
Basically, these guys are like they're like these huge beast dudes. They basically like sex all these girls, but Lita sexes them to death. She sexes them until they die. All three of them. And then at the end, they strap Lita into a chair, and they put a mask on her that has, like, a screw-on mouthpiece. And they screw a gallon jar full of hot cum onto it, and then tip her head back and make her chug the whole gallon of it.
That's fucking amazing.
That's fucking sick.
That's like...
Blurred my eyes now.
I know somebody down in Florida that I would love to torture by doing that, just because I hate her so much.
Oh, thank God.
It was worse than that.
Is it Chiaki? Who knows?
So, couple random comments about this. One, it's not censored. Neither was the other one, which I think is good. Two, one of the maids, not Lita, but one of them had a pussy. I mean, she has like a, she wears like a mask and,
Oh, is this the one with the pussy mouth?
They took her mask off at one point and her mouth was a pussy.
So you can face fuck her?
And it was really disgusting because, like, the pussy was like, it was like breathing like a mouth might, like going in and out and stuff. And she also had two dicks and a pussy.
An ever-queefing mouth pussy.
She had a mouth pussy, two penises, and another pussy where her pussy belonged.
What the fuck? God damn you, Baku Hazu.
I know, seriously.
God damn you.
But I don't really like bondage stuff. This anime was not that appealing. You didn't even have... There was no actual intercourse sex in it until, like, right at the end when the set... When the
disappointing
ejaculation people were going at her. There was tons of bondage and shit. But
like
probably one of the worst hentais I've ever watched all the way through. And I'm going to give it... It might as well be a hentai out of 5 because this one, even as a hentai, this one sucked. This one's not... It was not good. Alright, so now that I've reviewed Pigeon Blood, it's... We're at the end of the hentai episode.
No!
We're going to release episode 22 of the regular podcast next week sometime. And that means that we've got, like, 3 more weeks until the next hentai episode. So, I know it's been a long time, but Chiaki and I have both been in Japan. So, we've been on hold for a while. But, again, you can reach us at aaapodcast.com. We have a forum. We have a lot of people on the forum that are really nice. And come, why don't you drop us a line, say hi, and you know, subscribe to us on iTunes if you want. It'll continuously update you with episodes. We typically do an episode a week, so
like we said, we've been on kind of holiday, moving back, kind of
hiatus,
but
yeah.
We're getting back in the swing of things now. So
we hope you enjoyed the hentai episode. They seem to be getting more and more perverse every time.
Yes.
And
thanks, so, individuals.
That's about it. Thanks for coming on the show, Shag Nasty.
Thank you. Yeah. Glad to be here.
Any closing comments?
Keep on whacking on. We'll see you in 3 weeks.
Japanese people have always been perverted since the dawn of time.
And with that, this is Roku and Shag Nasty signing off.
Mitsugi out.
See you guys. Bye.